I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A heat advisory is in effect for much of Georgia to start the week, and it will feel like triple digits across most of the state. GPB's Ross Terrell reports on what the high temperatures mean for student athletes.
From Dalton down to Americus, Georgia is grappling with the heat wave. That means stricter guidelines for after-school practice. Coach Spoon Risper leads the football program at Westside High School in Macon.
It's not the old school style of coaching where, you know, get water, you know, every blue moon. You know, these days, we can never be too careful. You know, at the end of the day, they are children, and their safety comes first.
State rules require schools to record temps every hour and move practice indoors if necessary. According to the CDC, some 9,000 high school athletes suffer heat-related injuries each year. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Five Democratic presidential hopefuls will be in Atlanta this week for a forum with young African-American Christian leaders. Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, and Julian Castro are scheduled to speak at the Young Leaders Conference on Friday at the Georgia International Convention Center. U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders will be interviewed on Saturday. The Young Leaders Conference is expected to draw around 5,000 black millennials to discuss issues like diversity in politics, gun violence, mass incarceration, and immigration. Well, the public can learn more about a plan to mine for heavy minerals near the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge at two meetings this week. Twin Pines Minerals has applied to mine for titanium, zirconium, and other minerals. Environmental advocates are concerned about possible effects on the swamp, especially on the water that's underground. Company President Steve Engel says experts will address those concerns in their presentation.
It's going to go through the groundwater, the hydrology, the groundwater movements. We actually have models, actual physical models that you can actually see the groundwater movement as it would happen.
The meetings are today in Folkston and Wednesday in St. George. The Army Corps of Engineers is accepting public comments on the mining proposal until September 12th. A Georgia high school graduate has won a $30,000 college scholarship through the Doodle for Google competition. Arantxa Pena Popo's design is featured on Google's homepage today. The nationwide contest asked students to redesign Google's logo based on what they hoped for the future. Popo's doodle, titled Once You Get It, Give It Back, shows a framed picture of Popo's mother carrying her as an infant, sitting above an adult Popo caring for her aging mother. The Colombian native graduated as valedictorian from Arabia Mountain High School in Stonecrest. She plans to study graphic design at the University of Southern California this fall. Well, for the first time, the University of Georgia is mandating mental health screenings for the 7,000 freshmen who begin classes tomorrow on the Athens campus. According to 11 Alive, the screenings cover a variety of topics, ranging from homework and making friends to binge drinking and sexual assault. Organizers say they hope that the mental health screenings will help create a smoother transition to college life for new students. And in sports, the NBA released its schedule for the upcoming season yesterday. The Atlanta Hawks' first game will be on the road against the Detroit Pistons on October 24th. They'll play their first home game on October 26th against the Orlando Magic. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.